B-Pod Studios.
There is one guy who believed in him coming out of North Philly, who believed in his toughness, and it's this man right here, his coach, Jay Wright. What do you say?
How you doing, Ant?
What's up, brother? Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, my man. Happy Father's Day, brother.
I thought of you last night. This was such an interesting thing. This happens. He's playing great, right? And I got a buddy of mine who's a Temple guy, right? Just through and through Temple. And he says, I hate to say this. And he went, Villanova tough. And I went, wow! I said, that's awesome! I can't wait to tell Jay that.
Much respect. That means a lot coming from a Temple guy, man. They got Temple tough, too, so I'll take that. That's pretty cool. He is, man. He you know, it's funny, Kyle takes, I didn't see Doris Burke's interview that you played right there. You know, Doris Burke knows Philly. She's either living in Philly now or moving down here because her daughter went to Villanova Law School.
Oh, wow.
and lives down here. So I know Doris is in the process of moving down here. She loves Philly.
Oh, that's
she knows
cool.
She knows North Philly. So when she asked that question, like, she knows where he's from. And she also knows, because she's been around us, you know, with her daughter being here at the law school, she knows how much pride he takes in being from Philly. And she's seen him here in the summer. He works out. He's here in the summer when we'll come on the court. We practice at 7 a.m. sometime in the summer because the guys then go to class. He's getting off the court when they come in. They come in at 6:45. He's finishing his on-court workout and then going into the weight room with our strength coach. At this age, it's unbelievable, man. The kid's got an incredible kid. He's not a kid anymore. He's a man. He's got amazing work ethic, and everybody at Villanova is so proud of him.
That is awesome. And you know what? Like, I think about that because he was one of your early guys in help shaping this program. And I always thought he was perfect for you because he was a tough guard, and I know that you love those guards, those point guards that are so tough like him.
You're right. He's the one that kind of brought it when we were here. When he came in here, we had Mike Nardi, Alan Ray, Randy Foy. We already had them, and they were good. But when he came in, his competitiveness brought them all to another level. They'll tell you that. And like Randy Foy, Mike Nardi, Alan Ray will also tell you, like, he was a handful, and they had to keep him under their wings. Like, they were the older guys, and they really looked out for him, and they really taught him. But they also will tell you that his toughness and competitiveness brought them all to another level. It was a great relationship. It was really, you know, those things have to work out perfectly. And you know what? He played for Mark Heimerdinger at Cardinal Dougherty High School.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave Distel was the assistant coach.
Yeah.
And Mark Heimerdinger, great coach and a no-nonsense guy. And I'll never forget, I went to recruit. He's on the same team with Shane Clark, was on his high school team. Bilal Ben, who played for us, was on his high school
team. Yeah.
And Sean, another great player who went to Providence. Everybody in Philly's going to kill me for forgetting his name. But great player. And he went down, actually, and played for Coach Massimino after that. But they had a great high school team. I went to see a play one time. Kyle's sitting on the bench. He's suspended. Coach Heimerdinger took no junk. He just – and you know, I go to him after. I'm like, what happens? Like, he came late for something. I'm not playing. I'm not putting up with that. So, and Kyle always respected that. You know, he it's funny. He was a tough guy, but he always respected coaching. So I'm sure everybody, the Dougherty people, Mark Heimerdinger, Dave Distel, those guys got to be feeling great today.
I often think about, you know, you guys, and then, you know, obviously the coaches that these kids get as youngsters. But like, you have so many now kids in the league when you watch these guys and you compete and, you know what, I'm sure you were, there's a party that's got to have great pride and great pride in this program. I mean, I laugh about, you know, we talk about the Temple thing, my buddy Boo saying about Villanova tough, but that's got to be a source of pride, that the achievement that's there.
It is. It's a family, you know, so you like, they're like your kids, you know, so you're watching them out there be successful, and you have great pride in them. And really, it's the same pride you have in, like, you know, one of our walk-ons gets a job at Goldman Sachs, you know, and you're up in New York at the Big East tournament, you see him in his suit and tie, you see how successful he is, you know. But what you really love, my favorite part of it is when they send me pictures back of before, when they're playing against each other, you know, and before the game, they take a picture together, or after the game, they take a picture together. And that's, you know, that's the part that you really take pride in. I just saw an interview Jalen Brunson had during the finals, talking about how he's rooting for Kyle, and they all stay connected. That really makes you feel really good.
That's awesome, man. It really is. It's what you've done. It's one of the reasons why I just wanted to grab you for a couple minutes, because I thought about you last night.
I appreciate that, brother. I do appreciate that. But let's think about this as Sixers fans. How close are the Sixers to being able to win this whole thing? That was the best team, right? Obviously, Toronto was the best team, but Sixers blew them out a couple times.
I know,
in a game seven, they're right there. I mean, on the road to win it. So it just showed.
And B was sick two games.
Exactly. It just shows what they're capable of. It shows how hard it is to win it, because, you know, you miss Embiid for a couple games, and, you know, and you're still that close. And it just, you know, as Sixers fans, you know, you just got to look at what a great job Brett Brown did with that team, and where they are and where the future of this team is. It's pretty exciting.
It really is. It's funny. So I have my son's kindergarten teacher on the line, Mrs. Kidd, right? And she scolded me about, because I'm too effusive in my praise of Ben Simmons, because I love Simmons and what he can do. And I just tell her, just be patient, because third-year guards, like, he's going to be something special. Yeah. So she doesn't believe me, but maybe she'll believe you.
No, you're right. You're right. You got to look at all the things that he does do and that he can do. And I thought, I don't think Brett Brown gets enough credit for it. Look at what they let him bring the ball out in transition, but when they went to their half court offense, they put him down on the baseline in the short corner. It was brilliant. And I know they'll get him to post up a little better, and they'll get mismatches with him more, and they'll work on his foul shot. And he doesn't even really have to be a great 3-point shooter. He just needs to make free throws and have a short pull up game, because he's so tough to stop from going to the
rim. Almost like Giannis, right? I mean, like, when you look at Giannis, he goes, he's fearless going to the rim, so he'll get that call. Ben's got to get that same way and not be intimidated by the line.
Yeah, and he'll get stronger. And, you know, it's one thing when you're playing and you're 20, how, I don't know, is he 21? You know, you're playing, you're 21, you're playing against 28-year-old grown men that are beasts. Yeah. You know it. Like, you know physically, I can't punk this guy.
Right, you get
to be 23, 24, and now you're playing against some 21-year-olds. You're like, these guys can't guard me. He'll get there. He will be that guy. So, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that you watch Kyle. Kyle's a grown man out there, man. He is a step ahead of everybody on every play, because he's just such a wily NBA veteran.
Right.
And he's always had a great IQ. And, you know, he's, in a sense, not physically, but mentally, he's a man amongst boys out there.
No, it's funny. I mean, the way he ran that offense, and it's difficult when you have Kawhi, who's, you know, one or two best guy in the league. So, and you're the point guard, and you got to make sure that you get his touches, you get him touches, you got to read the defense, you got to look at where Siakam is, and then his own game. I thought he did such a great job at just running the point.
Yep, that's, you know, again, that doesn't get accentuated anymore in today's game. But his leadership and his vision on the court, his ability to score, his IQ to know when they need him to score, when they need, you know, there's a lot of guys, they start off in the first quarter like he did. And a young guy is going to say, hey, I got a chance to be a star in game six. So this is going to be my night. It's going to be about me. Where he knows, he sees like, hey, down the stretch, we don't need me to do this. We got other guys, got it going. Whatever we got to do to win. And that's maturity, man. That's an intelligence. It's pretty cool to watch.
It really is. Brother, thank you so much, man. I we love you, and you're one of the great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.